T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Sedgwick County detention officer tested positive for the virus. We have the story.
The state is trying to deal with the large increase of unemployment claims. I'm Dave Wilson.
Wichita mayor says people are being innovative during the pandemic. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We could have some rumbles of thunder this morning. In fact, we've had some reports of thunder sleet to our north. Drizzle or light rain this morning, and then things start to improve for the rest of the weekend. Our full forecast is coming up.
During Thursday's White House coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump said has not been touched by the virus.
Saying for him it was more out of curiosity about turnaround time of results, the president said he was tested again.
He said it took 14 minutes or something to come up with a conclusion, and it said the president tested negative for COVID-19.
The president also says new hospitals being operated in New York, Louisiana, and Texas will be coronavirus exclusive facilities.
And it's going to be staffed by the military and by the federal government.
The president says ventilators and masks are being made domestically, but states are being asked to assess their own stockpiles before relying on federal handouts. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Well, the weather is creating some negative traffic situations on our streets this morning. It's kind of a mess out there. Jad Chambers in traffic today. Jad?
Well, that's right, and the bridges, overpasses, elevated roadways, very slippery because of some freezing fog in the area. We've got a crash at 151st and K96, 151st West and K96. We've also got a crash reported 7,000 North Ridge Road. Ooh. Valley Center area is what we're talking about on that one. So, again, we've got plenty of slide-offs out there. Be very careful this morning.
Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says a jail deputy has tested positive for coronavirus. The employee is at home recovering. Sheriff Jeff Easter says another employee is not feeling well and showing symptoms of COVID-19.
That individual is getting testing from their doctor. When the individual went to the hospital, they told him he was presumptive for COVID-19 and to get tested by this deputy's doctor.
Easter says no inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. The jail remains closed to the public, but people are still being arrested and booked into jail.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 552 COVID-19 cases in Kansas with 13 deaths. The count is 79 cases in Sedgwick County with one death. Reno County reports 8 cases, and there are 7 in Butler County.
Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Adelia Garcia gave an update Thursday on unemployment claims in Kansas.
Garcia joined Governor Laura Kelly at the governor's daily COVID-19 press briefing Thursday. Garcia discussed how the state is dealing with the rise in unemployment claims.
Newest piece of information I'd like to share with you is at this time, approximately 60% of claimants who have a waiting week that qualify payment have received their payment. We are working diligently to address the issues preventing payment for the remaining qualified claimants.
Secretary Garcia and Governor Kelly both stressed during the briefing that the best way to expedite unemployment claims is to go to the state's website at getkansasbenefits.gov. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple held his weekly news briefing yesterday outside City Hall downtown. He says there are many ways that people are being innovative during the pandemic.
Teddy Wisely, one of our dedicated Wichita police officers, has begun a movement for 3D printing of masks in emergency for emergency responders. One of the things that Wichita does well is manufacturing, and part of that is having access to 3D printers in our educational institutions.
He says some employees at Eisenhower Airport have been reassigned to sew masks for medical personnel and emergency responders.
The captain of the USS Teddy Roosevelt has been relieved of his command after a memo was leaked about dozens of people on board the aircraft carrier coming down with coronavirus. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
Captain Brett Crozier wrote a memo to his superiors demanding they allow him to take the aircraft carrier to a port in Guam to offload sailors with COVID-19, which 114 have now tested positive. Crozier wasn't sacked for writing the memo, but instead because the memo was leaked to his hometown newspaper, the San Francisco Chronicle, which reported that Crozier wrote, in part, sailors do not need to die. If we do not act now, we are failing to properly take care of our most trusted asset, our sailors. Military officials say there's evidence Crozier leaked the memo, but acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says he has no evidence, saying the captain was relieved for creating panic on the ship.
The Roosevelt pulled into port in Guam last week, and the Navy has said it's working to get sailors into hospitals and hotel rooms. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
How are things proceeding with the National Football League? We'll check in with the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, coming up in sports.
The United Way of the Plains is staying pretty busy during the pandemic. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. The United Way of the Plains is staying plenty busy during the pandemic. President and CEO Pat Hanrahan tells KNSS News he's never seen anything like the outbreak in 47 years as a United Way executive.
You know, I've gone through hurricanes. I've gone through tornadoes. I can't think of anything that anywhere in the world that anybody's seen like this. I mean, I guess you'd have to go back to, what, maybe World War II and the Depression to come anywhere close. And even that even is so different than this.
Hanrahan plans to retire June 30th after 35 years at the United Way of the Plains. Pat Hanrahan is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
One city in Texas is cracking down on residents without face masks.
Residents in the border city of Laredo could face a $1,000 fine if they're caught in certain places without some type of face mask. Local leaders passing a rule mandating that anyone entering a building using public transit or pumping gas must cover their nose and mouth with a mask, bandana, or some type of cloth. The ordinance will remain in place till the end of the month. The Laredo City Council also has mandated a curfew, calling on residents to stay in their homes between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is calling for a special session of the legislature, part of his declaration of health emergency in all 77 Oklahoma counties. Stitt's spokesman says the health emergency declared yesterday gives the governor broader powers to coordinate Oklahoma's response to the ongoing outbreak.
Some couples are turning to high-tech video conferencing to make their special day come true.
With coronavirus crashing weddings around the country, many couples are postponing their big day. But for some couples, the show must go on.
We didn't want people to have to choose between their health and our wedding.
Florida couple Daphne and Chris Gujan got married in their living room, where a guest list of 60 people turned into 3,000 viewers, and claps and cheers replaced by heart emojis and digital comments.
It was just about having our own wedding and our own story and something to tell our kids and our grandkids that, you know, during this really bizarre time, we still did something really cool.
In Leesburg, Virginia, Alina Shirazi, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning, here in Wichita, we've got the bridges, overpasses, elevated roadways, slippery out there. We've had some freezing fog in the area, and so you're going to find slick spots on the roadways out there. We've had plenty of traffic accidents this morning, lots of overturned semi-trailers here in the area.
Wow.
Right now, we've got a crash on Ridge Road, and it's over the river near Valley Center. The road is blocked. You want to stay off of Ridge Road. It's completely closed between 73rd and 61st Street North. So avoid that area at this time and just be extra careful out there as we've got some slippery roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A wintry weather system is affecting us this morning as we end the work week. Some freezing drizzle could lead to slick spots on the road. Even a few rumbles of thunder is possible as well. Then clearing with a high in the low 40s with gusty north winds this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 31, mostly sunny and 53 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we got light freezing drizzle, 27 degrees, north wind gusting to 37 miles per hour. The wind chill is 13. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted. A breezy day across south central Kansas Thursday with conditions changing during the day. We had a high of 69 degrees before the wheels began to come off later in the day, Ted. Wind went around to the north and it started cooling down.
Yeah, it went from warm and windy to cold and windy.
Yeah. My wife had a couple of plants, had to bring them indoors. So, you know, that's one of those type of things.
This that is time of year.
Day 10 of the Sedgwick County Stay Home Order. Hope you all are staying home, keeping your distance, and making this thing work. With us this morning is John Whitmer, of course. The John Whitmer Show is on Sunday nights at 7 right here on KNSS. He has a good show planned for this weekend. Do you not, sir?
I do, as a matter of fact. Speaking of the wheels coming off, the wheels are not coming off on Sunday nights, that's for sure.
All right. You're going to have it together, as we say, right, sir?
We're trying. Even though I have to broadcast from home, I don't get the luxury of coming into the studio having all them fancy gadgets and gizmos and doolywops like you guys do.
Well, it's a complicated thing here, and sure you can't handle that, but what you going to be talking about? Of course, you got the stimulus. I mean, people could talk about that probably endlessly Sunday night. There's a lot of things going on with that. What else you got to talk about, though?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that. Actually, Congressman Ron Estes is going to be with us, so we'll get it straight from him. So we'll have I'll probably take two whole segments and talk with Congressman Estes about that. And, you know, the other thing that I really want to talk about, and I don't think enough people have really gone into this, and I may be I really have found lately my libertarian streak, but I have to tell you, Steve, Ted, I'm starting to get a little concerned, and I'm starting to wonder what's more dangerous when spread, illness or fear. And I'm really starting to worry that Americans are in real danger of losing our constitutional rights as we go into this. You start hearing just this week, the governor of Kansas admitted that they're tracking our movements using GPS tracking. We've already started to see where they're asking Kansas, Sedgwick County is asking us to report on our friends and paddle. You know, if you're violating the stay-at-home order, you know, report on your friends. I understand what they're going for. I understand what they want. I get the goal of flattening the curve. But at some point, when we return to normalcy, what will America look like when we emerge from this? Will we still have our fundamental liberties? Will we have what will America be when we come back to it? And will sizable majorities of our rights be there when we come back? Because really, the virus is temporary. Our rights should be permanent. And I'm afraid that we're giving them up and we have sacrificed them way too easily.
There's nothing new in this. I mean, this challenger comes up when we go through national fear. President Lincoln suspended habeas corpus mm-hmm. during the Civil War. We put Japanese American people into prison camps, for God's sake. I mean, it's not new, but what you're saying is accurate. When we get fearful in this country, sometimes those basic rights take a beating. We've survived so far, though. Good.
Yes. Yep. We have. And we will get through this, too. This, too, shall pass, as my mother used to say. Mm-hmm. But these are things that I want to look at and we'll talk about. And we're also going to talk. I mean, you know, my show is not a coronavirus show. So
no,
we're
you have other things. Sure.
Yeah, we'll talk. We're going to talk about the Sedgwick County Commission just this week. They had that vote, 4-1 vote on stopping abortion services here in Wichita. So we'll talk about that. And there's some positive things. There's been some really good tools that have emerged on homeschooling, you know, some stuff like that. So we'll talk about that. And yeah, I wish I could take calls. We haven't quite figured out how to take calls while I'm sheltering at home to do the show. But we have some great guests. It'll be a good show.
So. You got a good point, because homeschooling, not only my grandkids are all going through it right now, and not only that, but my son who teaches at Newman, he's got his classes online. So, using the internet for schooling kids, everybody's homeschooled these days, right?
Yes. Well, there's a brand new resource that has just come out from a national group based out of Texas, actually, that is producing resources, daily resources available for lesson plans. Right now, they're K through 5. Next week, they will actually have K through 12 programming available. And it's a phenomenal resource that comes from the Texas Homeschooling Association. And so I've got them, actually. It's Kevin Sorbo's wife. Remember Hercules? Well, it's his wife who actually is with me. And so she will be on the show with us Sunday, and she'll tell us all about this brand-new resource that they've been at it for 30 years. But as a result of the coronavirus and everybody having to stay at home and shelter at home, it's a brand-new resource that's available, so she'll be on the show Sunday as well.
John, we look forward to the show Sunday night at 7, John Whitmer Show, right here. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, 8:17 now. Steve and Ted are here on KNSS, and it's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Wichita State men's basketball sophomore Dexter Dennis has entered his name into the NBA draft process. Now, that enables him to get feedback from NBA scouts, enables him to do workouts, theoretically, if that happens. And, of course, it's basically a situation where you kind of evaluate. Am I ready for the NBA draft? Is the NBA ready for me? Or will the NBA say, you're not going to be drafted, you need to work on this and this and this? But at least it gives you kind of an evaluation of where you stand. And if the NBA isn't going to take you in the first round or so, you probably go back to your college. So Dexter Dennis does have the opportunity to still return to WSU if the NBA doesn't work out. But he's going through the process now, putting his name out there into the process for the NBA draft. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Ed Farmer has passed away at the age of 70. Guy spent a lot of his post-baseball career as a broadcaster for the Chicago White Sox for nearly 3 decades. Ed Farmer pitched in the big leagues for 11 years. He was an all-star with the White Sox in 1980. He did have some past kidney issues, and he overcame those, but he died after a long illness. Ed Farmer, he was on that first ever Wichita Arrows team in 1970 when he was coming up with the Cleveland Indians. Also pitched for the Arrows in 71 as well. Former Wichita Arrows pitcher and all-star pitcher Ed Farmer has died at the age of 70. The National Football League is going right on ahead with its calendar so far, forging on ahead. Will there even be a season, though? Well, it's something to consider down the line. Here's the head coach of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
And I know what you guys know on that. Just from what the commissioner said, that that they're anticipating having a season. And then I think we're all just taking that part day by day, just see where we go with this thing. But like I said, there are two thoughts on this, and you're never going to be right with one or the other. But I think that the league is very sensitive to what's going on. But at the same time, if this can be beneficial to and keep people safe, if it can be beneficial to the country and kind of helping things get going again, I think that that's a positive. There's two sides to this.
The NFL is still set to have its draft later this month. What is the fate in golf of the British Open?
After a report from Golf Digest that the Open Championship would become the latest major sporting event to be scrapped by the coronavirus pandemic, the Royal and Ancient, which runs the Open Championship, says they are still on for Royal St. George's July 16th through 19th. The RNA in a statement saying, "We are continuing to work through our options for the Open this year, including postponement, due to a range of external factors. That process is taking some time to resolve." The Open, not the only major in golf up in the air as a result of this outbreak. The Masters is already postponed to a date to be determined, while the U.S. Open is expected to have a decision on a delay later this month. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Former Kansas football coach David Beatty's lawyers are preparing to file a subpoena to the NCAA in pursuit of numerous documents, including those involving the investigation into head men's basketball coach Bill Self and the KU basketball program. Beatty's lawyers made the request, part of his current lawsuit against KU Athletics. Beatty's counsel requesting 22 different subsections of documents from the NCAA, with those relating to the men's basketball program as well. The NCAA had an original notice of allegations charging KU's basketball program and self with 5 Level 1 violations, while also citing KU with a lack of institutional control. And that has now bled over into football allegations and charges of contracts and millions and millions of dollars. So that's what the KU athletic department is currently dealing with on its off the field and off the court agenda items. Happy birthday today to one of the great Shocker baseball players of all time. Mike Lansing is 52 today. He was chosen as the shortstop on Wichita State baseball's 25th anniversary team. The guy that led the NCAA in runs scored in the year the Shockers won the World Series.
Wow.
101 runs scored for Mike Lansing. By the time his career was over, he was in the top 10 all-time at Wichita State in stolen bases, doubles, runs, and base hits. And played 9 years in the big leagues for the Expos and the Rockies mostly. Happy birthday to one of the Shocker baseball all-time greats, shortstop Mike Lansing. He is 52 today. And that's sports with Stephen Tidd.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. China is lying about hiding the virus, says Sean. That's coming up. Stephen Tidd in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.